Welcome back to the Man Catholic Podcast. I'm Steve Priest.
I'm Thomas Wirtz.
And I'm Brock Martin.
Today we're asking the question, why am I so restless? Great topic. This came up because Thomas felt guilty for drinking a beer on a Saturday.
So guilty.
That is how all of this came to be.
It was also a Michelob Ultra.
That's a different topic for a different day.
I didn't buy it.
So, Thomas, why did you feel bad about drinking a beer on a Saturday? What went through your mind?
Yeah, so this weekend, lots of beautiful moments where kids are happy, house is quiet, nothing super pressing and urgent that I had to do at least a couple times. But I found myself internally wrestling still with, I need to be doing something different than what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Like just in the moment, not in the moment, like fidgety, yep, kind of restless.
No.
Or was it soul, like restless of soul?
It was like the, with the beer thing, I think the thought was, it's a Saturday, I should have a beer. Like I felt like I needed to, it was something wasn't right. Not that I'm an alcoholic.
But it's not an alcohol, like the topic isn't an alcohol topic.
No. Right? Or it's like, I should be outside smoking a pipe because I'm home. Or checking your phone and the scores and news. Yeah, I should be doing something more than just sitting here.
Did Kate say something like, hey, you bum.
You suck. Go wash the dishes. No.
Well, I want to push on it a little bit because we didn't get a lot of chance to really talk about this.
Yep.
Is it the same question of like, gosh, I should go mow the lawn, or I could go wash the car, or I could like go be productive? Was that the sense that you were getting, or was it just like, what was this restlessness that you're talking about?
No, I think it was more of, am I not finding fulfillment? Maybe it's too strong a word, but finding just peace, being in the moment, looking at my kids, maybe engaging them, instead of being kind of tempted to be distracted in some other capacity. Again, those things aren't innately bad, unless you do them to the extreme.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the issue. It's just like finding myself not being okay, being fully present.
Yeah.
And it's akin, if you've ever been on a retreat, a silent retreat. I did an 8-day retreat a long time ago once. And after 4 days of silence, you really start to hear everything that goes through your head.
Yeah.
Like the voice of your head is, because all the other noise is turned off, and you realize you hear your thoughts in a different way. And I think it was kind of akin to that of just, I don't need to go have a beer right now because it's Saturday. I don't need to go outside and have a clove or a pipe or something like that. Mm. I've got my family here. I've got my kids. I don't need to look at my phone or read something. Or again, not, those things aren't bad innately. But I think it was just this idea that I think many of us probably can wrestle with, Brock, you said earlier, restlessness.
Yeah. In the 30 seconds we had before we hit record, the thought that went through my mind was, it reminded me of what Father Mike Schmitz told us when we had him on. I guess he said this both times, but that thought of, I would rather be somewhere else doing something else. That's how he describes achadia. And not in the sense that achadia is laziness, but that there's almost a dissatisfaction with the present moment. Like we're constantly thinking about the future, or the next thing, or other things. And I do think it's important to recognize that the moment of encounter with God is in the present moment. And obviously it's good to be proactive and to be strategic and to think about your past in a way that can help you get better. But when I heard you describe it, that's what I was, because I recognize that in myself too, that man, it's a Saturday and I'm honestly looking forward to this coming Saturday because it'll be the first Saturday where I haven't had something going on in like 5 weeks. Mm. And Alicia and I were talking about it on our date night this week. And she was like, I just want to make sure that we don't just veg, and that you're not just like on your phone and the Nuggets and the Avalanche are in the playoffs right now, and that I'm not just like looking at highlights. And I was like, yeah, we should go on a nice family walk and let's go do something fun with the kids. And so maybe my mind went in a way that you were not expecting.
No, I think that's related. It's just it's like sitting down at breakfast. I have the great blessing to wake up my kids and get them eating breakfast before I take them to school. You know, and then when I get ready, my wife helps them pack their lunches and takes over and does the rest, but I get to wake them up. And just so many times I could just be sitting at the table and look at something. Oh, I should go put that away, get up, put something away. Or these little things that, okay, yeah, that needs to be put away, but does it need to happen right now?
Yeah.
Or instead, and I think it was yesterday morning, I sat down, we're all, I think, eating cereal. And I just was like, okay, I'm going to start a story and everyone has to go around and finish it. Like say a sentence or two. And we had a good couple laughs, you know, just being present to one another, listening, because you had to figure out what story and where, what you're going to add to it. But I think it was, there's just, again, I just was curious. It was on my mind, wanted to maybe share. Cause I, again, I'm sure a lot of guys can, hopefully I'm not that weird, but it sounds like Brock, you can relate a little bit too. Just gosh, how are we allowing ourselves to get distracted? Because your point, what Father Mike said, everything happens in this moment. Mm-hmm. And working with college athletes, right? You guys love athletics. You love watching games. You see the guy in the zone. Being in the zone, it's a kind of a psychological phenomenon of where nothing else enters their mind.
Yep.
There's nothing, no inner talk in their head, no psychology issues breaking down, right? Getting them psyched out. They're in their zone. They're only present. And I think for a Christian person, that's how we love, in the present, fully listening to you, what's going on, watching your body language, being attentive to you, not thinking about what am I going to have for dinner, which I love to do because I love food, or thinking about what else am I going to say? I'm just here, I'm present. And so I think it just got me thinking on that, how important that really is.
Yeah.
And jerks you a little bit because you're like, wait, I'm allowing myself to not be present.
Yeah.
In just these little ways.
I think what's hitting me is when we're restless, we fill it with something. And then when we fill it, we miss the mini moments, totally, is what I'll call that. I think we're pretty good as men and husbands and fathers not to miss the big moments in life, right? The big game on Saturday, or the rehearsal or the concert, whatever it is. But I think we miss a lot of mini moments. Mm-hmm. And that could be
1,000%.
That could be those tiny little conversations while our kids are eating cereal. So instead of pulling out our phones and scrolling, we're just engaging in that little moment.
Oh yeah.
Or one of the things I love doing in the morning in my family, they know it, and we talk about it, because the sun will rise and hit the mountains, and we have a beautiful mountain view out of our back window. And if you catch just the right moment, they're orange. They're like bright orange. And I just love it. And I call them my mountains. And so even when I'm gone, my family will say, hey, Dad's mountains are out. You know, it's Dad's mountains. But if you're not careful, you'll miss it. Mm-hmm. And it's just this mini moment in the day that lasts 2 or 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if I'm scrolling, I'll miss it. If I'm sitting down for my cup of coffee and I'm scrolling, I'll miss it. And that's just mountains. You know, and God, they're beautiful. Don't get me wrong, God's creation. But how many mini moments do we miss of our family, of those in our life, our kids, our spouse? Just these mini moments that we're missing because we're restless, and because we're restless, we fill it with other things.
Amen to that.
I was just going to say, I think it's, I love the idea of the mini moments, and how important it is to be present to catch them, because they don't last, and they actually they demand you being present for them to even happen. Obviously, the mountains are going to happen.
They'll happen again tomorrow, but yeah, there are other moments that come and go.
Recently, there was a time my 7-year-old, she was like building something with her magnet tiles, and I did make the decision just to like get down and build with her for 5-10 minutes, and I could have been on my phone. There's, God knows, a ton of emails I could have been responding to, all this stuff. And like after 10 minutes, she out of nowhere just goes, yeah, this one girl at school like isn't always the nicest to me and doesn't include me in everything. And that is not fun. And I talk to her. I kind of like you, Thomas. I drive her to school every single morning, and I'm always poking like, who's your best friend? What do you like about him? What was great at school today? And every night at dinner, we do like a high, low buffalo, and we try to get the kids to talk about their days. And if I had missed that moment, if I had not decided to get down on the living room floor and like build a little 4-bedroom magnet tile mansion, I would have missed it. And
I love that.
But so it's cool. Like I think about that. Okay. Thank you, God, that I was there. The photographic negative that's kind of horrifying to me is like, man, how many of those have I missed? Because I was reading an article, following up on church politics, checking out the sports.
Like, yeah. And again, that's the past. Mm-hmm. And you learn from it, but you got the moment. And that's what I love about it. It's you can't love in the past. Hopefully you did. And you can't love in the future. Hopefully you will. You can only love right now.
That was really beautiful, Thomas.
Thanks, dude. You can quote
Mother Teresa words.
But I love that. It was, and again, this isn't to put all the pressure and make us all stressed out and like get so distracted about, am I living in the moment, that I'm actually not living in the moment, but yeah. It's just to recognize like something.
But, you know, But I think I'll jump in there because I was thinking about this. Like, where do we go from here after we realize that there's these many moments and we're missing them because we're restless? I think the first thing to do is to just start acknowledging.
Totally.
Yeah.
When am I restless? Yeah, when do I just feel like I need to grab something or do something or fill my time? So let's just start acknowledging that.
Yeah, good point.
Yep. And I know I do that. And then in that moment, just make a small choice. Just something small. Put your phone down. Put the newspaper down. God bless you if you're still reading a newspaper out there. But stop doing what you're doing. Or stop. Don't fill it with something and just exist, even if it's a matter of 3 minutes, right? So one, acknowledge it. And then two, don't try to fill that space and absorb and engage in those many moments.
I love it. Yeah, that's a great piece of just practical advice. Because again, what I don't want is to stress everyone out. But just to acknowledge it and make a decision. Great. Yeah. Great advice, Steve. But the point of, you know, your example, Brock, of so many times you try to be intentional with your kids, for the dads out there, asking them questions. They never remember anything at dinner time. They're like, especially the boys, like,
recess.
Yeah. But it's when I'm tucking them in, blessing them, that all of a sudden they just, good or bad, they just tell me all this stuff. You're like, it's late. You're supposed to be in bed now. Why didn't you tell me that earlier? But to stop and listen. Yeah. But today, my niece works at my kid's school. So she took three of my kids to school because she has to leave earlier. And so they get excited sometimes to go with her. And so I was taking my kindergartner to school all by himself. And you're like, okay, I want to have a good conversation with my kids, but they're also kids. So it's not like you can just talk about everything of great depth with them for very long. And I found myself, daydreaming about something as we're getting close to school, and I kind of wake up myself and I just say, hey buddy, what's on your mind? What you thinking? And he's like, oh, I'm thinking about going to, when I went to Dinosaur Ridge with my friend, blah, blah, blah. And like, we just had a neat conversation about dinosaurs. But again, it's just, I think trying to be intentional, trying to be aware of what's going on in our heads and let the distractions, bounce the distractions away, right? So we're not distracted.
That's a great one, is car time, because oftentimes my restlessness of my mind in the car, I fill it with noise. Mm-hmm. It could be even K-Love. It could be something great, like Christian music. Right. Oftentimes it's either K-Love or sports talk radio. Either way, what I'm not doing is engaging my son or my wife, you know, who's in the car. Mm-hmm. And again, we're missing these many moments where it's a couple minutes in the car, we could be having a conversation about something. And instead we're just like, let's just turn something on. Let's just listen to something. Now my wife hates sports talk radio. So usually that scenario is me and my son, but, but that's a big, restless filler, is car time. Yeah.
I was thinking, just to build off of Steve, what you were saying about step one is acknowledge it. I do think that some of this stuff is a habit, right? And so we can fall into bad habits that make being intentional in the moment much harder on ourselves.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think to Steve's point, that first step, acknowledge it, and then take a couple minutes, but then recognize that over time, if that practice of acknowledging it and taking a couple minutes is something you can do repeatedly to give us all confidence that this is a virtue, that it's actually something that we can grow in and something that can become easy and second nature and something that we do kind of secondhand without thinking about it. And so I wanted to pile on because I do think acknowledging it is the first step. And the second step would be then repeat that over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And let's have confidence that with God's grace, we can build that virtue of being present in the moment and being satisfied and really at rest.
Yep. And so many themes we need to repeat because it's just life is really simple in so many ways, but the intentionality with how we live our life, you know, and I'm just thinking of, as we're talking, going back to that time on a retreat, you know, the way that I was able to hear my thoughts was because I wasn't hearing other things that drowned them out. And for guys that maybe are like, gosh, I don't know if I'm present in the moment or not, maybe just trying to be intentional with the noise that we have in our life, in our house. Is the TV always on? Are we always playing music? Are we always listening to something? Start there and just let yourself have some quiet in your life. Again, when you have music on, you're dancing with your kids or singing with your spouse or whatever your buddies. Sure, lots of fun that can happen there. But if it's all the time, it's too much, turn it down, listen, let the Lord speak to you and be attentive, because then you got the awareness to your point, and then you can actually do something about it, Brock, to your point.
So. You know, a thought that just came to my head is, and my advice was, when you acknowledge yourself being restless and you want to fill it with something else, fill it with a good thing. What if we just stop and pause and be silent, be still? Brock, you were kind of going there, and my head was like, oh my gosh, what if I found myself in that moment and I forced myself for 60 seconds in that moment to do nothing, to close my eyes.
That could be cool.
To not move, to put my hands on my lap or relax and not do anything for a minute and just force myself into stillness. That minute would feel like forever. But how good would that be for our souls, just to get this like mini little recharge, you know, this mini moment of stillness of soul.
I love it.
I'm going to challenge myself to do that.
And then after that 60 seconds, look, is your one of your kids in the room? Is your wife in the room? Is your roommate there?
Yep.
Just look at them. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's an opportunity to do something, to love them in that moment.
Yeah,
That advice reminds me a lot. I'm pretty sure it's St. Francis de Sales in Introduction to the Devout Life. It might be St. Jose Maria Escrivá, but one of them was talking about how if you're like restless in prayer time, to tack on a couple extra minutes at the end. So if you're like trying to pray for 15 minutes and minute 12 comes around and you're just like staring at your phone, to then add a minute on at the end, or add like an extra couple minutes. And that's something, you know, coming out of Lent that I had to do a lot, because I was trying to recommit to praying in the mornings, and we got a 5-month-old at home.
Brock was praying holy 2 hours.
Yeah, no, you know? That's seriously, far from it. But no, I do think that, to the point you just made, Thomas, about to fill that with something to be grateful for, there's actually like a lot of secular science and psychology that would back this up, that gratitude is actually what is like the remedy for so much of this.
Yeah.
The restlessness, the anxiety, the depression, the just feeling at rest with ourselves and like needing to be numbed, needing to be stimulated by stuff. And I do think that gratitude is like fundamental in our ability to get over that. And so, yeah, if you're struggling with that, look at your spouse, look at your child. If you're not married, look at a crucifix. If you're not super Catholic, look at Orange Mountains. Like, I don't know, whatever.
Or if you're Catholic.
Or if you're super Catholic, look at those too. Dad's Mountains are awesome. Dad's Mountains. I don't know. That's fun.
It's good stuff.
Amen. Yeah, gratitude's huge. 1,000%. So yeah, guys, listen to yourself. Be present. Don't stress out about it, but enjoy the moment, because it is what we have.
It's a good topic, because it's so simple yet profound in a lot of ways. I think we all encounter this kind of restlessness, and we just want to quickly fill it with something. And when we do that, we miss these mini moments. Mm. So,
mini moments. Hashtag mini moments.
Single.
All right. Great topic. Thanks, Thomas. And thanks for listening today, everyone. We'll catch you next time. God bless.